Yes.
I have a question.
That's great. Get out of my class. So please show me the exit.
The exit?
How about that? Okay. What's that silly question?
Last class, you spoke about its line 1957, truly from fear of this infinite breath, recite that they refused to bear it, and they shrank from it. Now, you spoke of that's a Quranic reference to back to Surah 33, line 72. We did indeed offer the trust to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but they refused to undertake it, being afraid thereof, but man undertook it. He indeed was unjust and foolish. You said maybe it means dark and whatever, ignorant. But can you comment on what is meant by the trust? That human, that's usually how, I don't know the Arabic, what is the Arabic word that's used in the original that is usually translated to the trust? That's how I've always seen it. In English.
I believe they translate, I don't remember the exact word, but I think the translation to trust is to be safe. It should be a multiple meaning word.
Should we get the Quran or? Janet? It's 33:72. Sorry, I just.
Yeah, but if, when it comes to the.
Oh, you got one?
Quranic differences, normally I don't rely upon my memories or anything like that.
Because you commented on the two, you know, the word for just, foolish and ignorant, and you said it was a word that meant darkness.
Zaluman Jahula.
Zaluman.
Yeah. Zaluma?
Zaluman Jahula. Okay? And if you need a little bit more clarification, that Zaluman, you should remember that word in another sentence which I wrote here, and I said, you have to learn it by heart. Rabbana innana zalamna. That's zulm. Means making dark, making lost, too complicated, even unjust. Unjust is wrong. Meaning when you talk about the justice here, unjust in Arab language would be wrong. Now we know it, yeah. So it's Zaluma Jabuna.
No, but what's the trust? The word that's meant
the word of the trust.
33, the Confederates, what did I say, verse 72?
Yes.
Okay. So I guess, yeah, we indeed offered the trust. Oh, Amana?
Amanat.
Amanat.
Yeah. Inna aradna al-amanatu ala samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal. Means we offered this Amanat. And Amanat is a complicated. All the words are complicated, right, if you want to semantically dig in it. The first meaning of amanat is to borrow something. When I let you borrow something, this is amanat. The word base is amanat, which means the security.
It's the same as imanullah, the fiumanullah.
Yes, it is. It is the same word as iman. Amana, mu'min, all that. But by itself, amana is something that the first real, let's say, sense of the word is, I could give you something, okay, and that thing is yours. We call it gift. Right? I could sell you something. In both cases, that stuff is yours, right? When I let you borrow something, what it means. And the breath here is a borrowed breath, because it's not mine, it's his. And love, the essence of love is his. I'm borrowing it. Therefore, they go different explanation here. That's what the word is, al-amana. It has the same root with iman, belief, faith, security, safety. But the first meaning is to borrow, something that we don't have. This is something that God presented to everybody. The sky, the earth, the mountains, to borrow for safekeeping.
We say in trust. You hold something in trust.
That's why the word of trust appeared here. Just one part of it is the trust. But mainly this is something that he gives us to use and return. Like the breath, and mainly a lot of Sufis in Iran, they believe that this is love. Because love doesn't belong to anyone. It cannot. There is no ownership in love. Why? We talked about this. You should know a lot about love now. Whenever you talk about love, you should say, oh, I have a lot to say. Give me time. So this is your opportunity. Talk about the ownership. Who owns the love?
Well, it sounds like happiness, and that happiness is within somebody else, is not within us. So love is similar. We love in relation to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Ownership. Someone has to owe it. Anything belongs to something else, right? Who is the owner of love? It's very complicated, so write it down somewhere that you remember always. Make a special corner in your papers and things like that. Huh? Ha! Hmm? Yeah, that's it. Love belongs to God. Because when you're talking about the lover, lover is owned by love. It's not vice versa. You will see that later in the fifth volume room, you will say some clever idea is mesmerizing, whispering in my ears that the only thing worth it for hunting is love. But no one could hunt the love. You should give up this hunting job and try to become hunted. If you get lucky, love will haunt you. There are these relationships which comes from the first definition of heart. We talk about heart a lot. The first definition of heart is a place inside which is not a place and it's not inside. That's really what love is, what a heart is. We think that we have some, some piece of us inside could be called heart. And we call that pump mainly the heart, right? But when we talk about the heart of the matter, which you're using proper use of the word, you're referring to where it's not a physical part. When you say that the heart of the matter is the conflict between this and that idea, what are you talking about? Heart is a referral point for something big, something enormous.